To go to New York.
What about Topanga?
Who cares about the? Why does everyone always take Topanga's side?
Boobies.
I did it. I joined the Peace Corps.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit in a hut and eat mud. It's a plan, all right? My stepdad thinks he's gonna teach me a lesson. No, I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Ah, Corey. Hey, I've been doing some thinking about New York.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna do some thinking, too. Let me tell you what we're gonna do.
This is where our friends are. This is where we grew up. This is where we should stay. I'm gonna turn down the internship.
I wanna do whatever you want. I mean, I was really looking forward to going, but if you don't wanna go...
Yeah, well, I think we should stay here.
Yes.
I'll see you at home?
Where we live. Yes!
Ka-ching!
Yeah! Thank you! We're not moving to New York, Sonny. Nothing's gonna change!
You know she didn't mean a word she just said, right?
I know it! But for now, will you please join me in fooling myself?
That was a new one.
You are not calling a duck.
Oh, come admit you love the Feeny call. Now, I have a feeling we're not going to be together that much longer, so you've got to admit it before it's too late. Mr. Feeny? Mr. Feeny! Mr. Feeny! Mr. Feeny! Feeny. Okay. Feeny. Feeny. Feeny.
I love the Feeny call.
I had a feeling you'd feel that way, so I have this made for you.
Feeny!
Bone chilling, Mr. Matthews.
Hey, Feeny, look, it's Eric doing Mission Impossible.
Okay, enough of the love fest.
Look, can you do me a favor? Corey's not doing real well. He's afraid of change. Just give him the usual.
I love the usual.
Hi, Corey.
It's Mr. Matthews, Mr. Feeny. Come on, Mr. Matthews. I like it when you call me Mr. Matthews. That's what you used to call me when I was a kid. That's what I want.
Fine, Mr. Matthews.
Okay, well, come on, stand by the fence. Your best advice always came right here from the fence.
Hey, Mr. Feeny, what you doing?
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay. Topanga's got this job offer. Okay, she's got an internship at a law firm in New York City. And she turned it down because of me. Wait a minute, how did you know that?
What if she didn't turn it down because of you?
Of course she did. You're wrong about this one, Mr. Feeny. You're really slipping. Okay, this is your moment. Now get me. Get me.
You see that flower?
Yes, a garden metaphor. I love the garden metaphor. I just love it.
That flower was in a small pot in my living room, but it outgrew its surroundings, so I transplanted it here in the garden.
Seems like it's doing okay.
Oh, yes, it's flourishing. Now, Topanga always thrived here. She was successful in whatever she did. Here.
Well, I think she'd be successful anywhere.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Does she?
What?
Did you know that before she decided not to go to Yale, she came to my office to talk to me?
About me? right? She didn't want to go to Yale because of me.
Yes, that's what she said.
You mean it wasn't about me?
Now, when I pulled the flower out of the small pot in my living room, it resisted a little, you know? It tried to hang on by its roots. I had to force it out.
Because you thought it would do better out here. In the world, right?
No, because I thought if I left it there, it would stop growing.
Honey, I have never failed at anything.
No, you've never failed at anything. And you never will as long as you stay right here and you play it safe. Well, I want to go to New York.
No, you don't.
I do. I need room to grow, Topanga, and I don't think it's fair that you're keeping me from growing.
You would do this for me?
Topanga, I'd do anything for you.
Topanga, if I had to dream up the perfect woman, she wouldn't even come close to you. Would you be my girlfriend? Yes or no?
Corey? I love you too.
As I was hoping you did.
No, you're not moving because we're supposed to be together like we've always talked about. So you can't move because we don't deserve that kind of pain.
Corey, will you just give me a hug and a kiss and say goodbye to me?
No.
Corey.
Hang on. I missed you. I missed you so much.
I think it's a good thing that Corey is the only boy I've ever loved. I was looking forward to doing all of the things that people do who are in love. With Corey.
You lied to Topanga!
I didn't do anything.
You lied to Topanga!
Sean, all we did was talk.
All you did was talk?
That's it.
No kissy?
Just talky.
You kissed her?
What am I gonna do?
Well, I'll tell you what you're not gonna do, Corey. You are not gonna tell Topanga. You understand me? I know women, Cor, and I know that she'll forgive you for talking to Lauren. And I know that she'll even forgive you for lying to her because you never have before. But she will never, ever forgive you for kissing another girl. Cor, what I'm about to tell you is going to make you want to kill me.
I'm not going to kill you, Sean. It takes too much time to break in a new best friend.
Topanga went out with another guy last night. I'm sorry.
You know, we're the only two guys in the world who still think there's hope for me and Topanga. You're throwing in the towel?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Thank you.
You okay?
Yeah, sure. It's an interesting feeling, though.
What, to know it's over?
To be the only guy in the world who knows it's not.
I love you, and I will always love you.
Another guy kissed you.
Yeah. Wanna do something about it? I felt that, boy.
So are we starting over?
Yeah. Mr. Feeney said I should go to Yale unless I have a really good reason not to.
Well, there isn't any good reason.
Actually, there is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the John Adams High School class of 1998.
Will you marry me?
We would like your brother to be your best man.
No, Eric, I... You're getting up from the
camera! He's a jolly good fella. He's a jolly good fella.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, look, it's happening.
Eric, look what you did! Eric!
The curtain's on fire. Oh, my God.
They're chopping up the dorm room.
My brother is a moron! Which nobody can deny.
scene. Bite me!
I wasn't sure this day would ever come. But you were. I wasn't sure that love could survive everything that we put it through. But you were. You were always strong and always sure. And now I know that I want you to stand beside me for the rest of my life. That's what I'm sure of.
I have to talk to her now, okay?
Go ahead.
Ever since I was young, I never really understood anything about the world. And I never understood anything that happened in my life. The only thing that ever made sense to me was you. And how I felt about you. That's all I've ever known. And that's enough. That's enough for me for the rest of my life, Topanga.
Corey, I'm scared.
I know you are.
What if I fail?
Well, if you fail, then I'll see this girl who took a real risk, you know, who left the world she was used to with great courage, and she danced the dance, you know? And if you fail, I think there's a real chance I'll love you even more.
We're going to New York. We are going to start the next chapter of our lives.
How am I taking it?
Better than me.
That sucked.
Can I have this dance?
I thought you'd never ask.
So, what's for lunch?
You're going into the Peace Corps? But I thought you were going to travel the world.
Well, I will. Right after I do some good in it.
I'm chucking to death.
Oh, God! Okay.
My suit said it is officially over, man. New plan!
Jack with pie.
No!
Okay. That's about everything.
I can't believe we're actually doing this.
I feel this is the right move for me. You know, New York City. Nobody knows me there. I can be anybody I want to be.
I want you to be Eric.
Let it me.
Rachel, what is Eric's favorite fish?
Penguin.
No, I don't think you understood.
Bam!
I know my man.
It's like we have one brain.
Yes, but see, you're already in a new relationship. You're in a triangle, Feeny. And take it from somebody who's been in a triangle before. He who hesitates is lost. Rachel!
Okay.
Check! For the love of God, will someone please bring me a check? Hey!
Matthew!
Sir, yes, sir!
You are a disgrace to this university, to this country, and humanity in general.
Wow. Talkity-talk, yak.
Oh, look, it's great. Trailer Boy's got all the answers.
Yeah.
You know something, Trailer Boy? There's one thing you don't have. Bam! Bam!
You never breastfed me.
Listen, Porky, we're in the middle of a serious family discussion here.
Well, I'm going to New York. Good.
See you, pal.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you too, Jay.
You smoke?
No.
You smoke?
No.
You like pets?
Nah, I have a hard enough time keeping track of myself.
You?
I'm not a pet guy. I got four kids, though.
Ah!
I thought it was funny.
Favorite color on three?
Go.
One, two, three.
Blue!
See you later, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you. All right.
I don't like them.
Give me my numbers!
Ow! You don't get it. We're in college now. We're being judged on a whole new level. Theories and footnotes, shades of meaning, nuance, spelling. Where does it end? Where does it end?
Ow!
I love you, man. Dude, don't even, man. I'm the one that loves you.
Dude! Come on.
Oh, boys, you know what? I can't figure out how to work the stopper in the bathtub. Can one of you please come show me?
Okay, well, the best goodbyes are fast goodbyes.
Are you freaking nuts? Where is your soul? Just gonna cast me aside like an old pair of shoes. We have to say goodbye for an hour.
Guys, it's only 70 miles away.
No. John, I was doing it quick because I thought you wanted to do it quick.
I want a divorce.
Okay, I'm here. What's the big emergency? You're my best friend, man. You just gotta loosen up.
You don't think I'm a geek?
Of course not.
You think I'm cool?
Of course not.
Then what am I?
You're Corey. I'm Sean. Just like it's always been. What else do you need to know?
Class now. Hunter Matthews?
Did you guys know you were fighting each other?
I was hoping you'd come along.
Yeah, I tried, but you know who wouldn't hear of it. I think she suspects.
Hey, I understand that she's important to you.
We both knew this would happen eventually.
Getting older.
Meeting girls.
Having relationships with those girls.
Which means there's less time for
best friends to spend time together.
It's only natural.
Sure. Natural. Hey. That Cinnabon was for me, wasn't it?
Corey.
Interesting, in my class, Mr. Hunter handles the yipping.
Sean, it's both of them.
Oh, no, now I don't know which class I slept through.
Ah!
Feeney left us the keys to his house. He knows this is going to happen. He wants this to happen. Corey, if you're going to stay at my bed and breakfast, I'm going to have to ask you to keep your voice down. The Moore Parks are upstairs napping. My room here is a shrine to my mediocre life.
Oh, let's stop right there, okay? You don't have a mediocre life.
There's nothing about me that separates me from anybody else. Underpants.
You showed him that?
Hey, how come I never could see that?
How long you been married?
Who?
What?
They want you to take the role. So this is it?
Yes, this is...
Goodbye.
Oh, that's it. I can't take this anymore. Here, this is for you.
What's that?
His stuff.
You're coming with us?
I'm going with you? Really?
Yeah!
Wait. I can't do this. I've got a life here, Corey. I can't just pack up and leave. I mean, I've got a mother and a father and a girlfriend and a good job and...
Do you really like her?
Yeah, I really do.